all year,
and that lets you save.
Who cares?
True form life.
Green look.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tatia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tatia.
Thanks so much for being here on this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. I always appreciate you being a part of our True Form Life community, checking out what we have going on week in and week out. So much appreciate your support through your downloads, shares, comments, everything you do to contribute to the show. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. Today I'm bringing on Mike Vacanti. Now, Mike, he's a different type of breed. I like to say he's the new type of trainer. Those ones coming up doing cool things. He's working online. He's got a great story. He's got an incredible story. I can't wait to share it with you. He's from Minneapolis, and he picked up and moved to New York City, where he's holding it down. He believes in psychological support with proven diet plans and training methods to inspire men and women to make permanent and sustainable healthy lifestyle changes. I love it. It means so much to when I hear people say, I'm doing sustainable lifestyle changes instead of all these quick fixes. One of my favorite things Mike says in the interview is truth. He says something along the lines of, I believe truth will win out. And that means so much. I think many of you know I sit back here behind the mic and I just speak my truth, and I share that with you. And I'd love to bring on guests that do the same thing, and Mike's no different. He's going to tell you there's no potions, powders, or pills. There's no quick fixes. He's going to come and tell you that hard work is non-negotiable. I love that as well. That's something else he said in the interview. So we've got so much valuable information coming at you right now on Exploring Mind and Body. Sit back and enjoy. We've got all that coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tatia.
We heard all about Mike Vacanti in the introduction. In the introduction. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mike. So today we've got all kinds of health and wellness topics coming up. We're going to specialize, always target down. But before we get into that, I just want to give our audience a chance to resonate with you a little bit so they know who you are, where you're coming from, and what you do.
Absolutely. So I am a strength coach, and I live in New York City. I grew up in Minnesota and fell in love with fitness specifically when I was in eighth grade and got cut from the hockey team, actually. So I remember like being in eighth grade, you know, after tryouts are over, show up to where the teams are posted outside the rink and go down, and it's like A team. No, wasn't really expecting that. B team. I'm not there either. And like literally names not on the list. And ended up I had the opportunity. I was lucky. I didn't have to quit, which a lot of kids would at that point. I had the opportunity to go play with our crosstown rivals, which was hard, but like gave me a taste of rejection and failure. And strength training and shooting pucks and plyometrics were all things that I did that upcoming off season to make sure that never happened again. That like hate of failure and rejection and like just wanting to take control of my outcome and weightlifting and then later nutrition both played a huge role in that. So that's what got me hooked on this stuff. I went to college at the University of Wisconsin, got an accounting degree, and through college was continuing to be obsessed with more with nutrition stuff at that point, but continuing to lift weights 5 days a week, do cardio. Like I really enjoyed not only how I felt when I trained, the mental side effects, but also like getting leaner, getting abs for the first time, actually being somewhat strong. Like all of these things were very fun to me. And out of college, I took an accounting job because that was the safe thing to do. That was what was well respected by my community and society and my parents' friends, and oh, good job getting this safe and secure job. But I hated it. And so after I worked 2 years, I gave it like a real shot and quit about 5 years ago to basically become a personal trainer and start putting fitness content on the internet. And so since then, that's exactly what I've been doing, is writing blog posts. I'm doing daily YouTube videos and just trying to help as many people as possible with weightlifting and nutrition primarily.
So when you back in, I guess this was in high school, back in high school, when you're looking at the list and it wasn't, your name wasn't on it, did you think there was a typo? Were you pretty sure that you didn't make the cut?
I kind of knew, man. And I knew that I had been sloughing off and knew that, like, I didn't feel good in tryouts. And yeah, it was kind of just like, it was just a punch in the gut.
It was like a wake up call almost?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It served as a wake up call to, you're not doing the things you need to do if you want to play this game and be good at it.
Yeah, I think that's awesome that you could see that. I mean, especially at a younger age. I mean, I work with college athletes, and sometimes I think to myself, like, maybe they're not on the field, or maybe they're not as good as they could be or want to be. And I just think to myself, why aren't you working harder? Like, it seems very simple to me. If you're not where you want to be, work harder.
100%. 100%. I completely agree, man.
So why aren't you – sorry, what happened to you when you went to the other – the other rival team? Were you able to make the team, play? Did you get some experience there?
So our crosstown rival, my city, Bloomington, Minnesota, is split into two high schools. And so this was Bantam, or like some of the listeners may know it as midget hockey. And I got playing time. We beat our crosstown rival every single year, like 10-0. Like, we were the better team and they were the worst team. That's just kind of how it historically was. So going to play there, there were spots on the team because it was a step down overall. And yeah, like, I actually, it was an amazing experience. One, because it was a wake up call, but two, like, they just took me in. Like, it was a bunch of really good dudes, good coaching staff. They were welcoming. I learned a good amount over there. And I mean, they saved my hockey quote-unquote career, and after that I went on to play varsity at my hometown and play in the state tournament, and it was a big part of my life. But yeah, I learned a ton that year.
So I like to talk about failure. That's such a big thing. You know, I really don't think, well, we know that there's no success without failure. This failure in particular, that gave you that wake-up call, that gave you the initiative and the, I don't know, the know-how to be like, I got to do something different. I got to change things around and maybe work harder.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember a conversation with my dad, and he was like giving me an out, basically. He said, this could be a good thing. We can go on a ski trip. Like, you can pick up other hobbies. You'll have so much more time. You can hang out with your friends more. And I remember thinking, like, what are you talking about? Like, I just want to play hockey and how do I do that? And how do I not suck? Was my exact thought process. And I remember those first plyometric sessions, those first, like, being so sore after doing this jump training. And my first time barbell back squatting and not being able to walk afterwards the next day and like the following days. But I remember knowing that quitting at that point was just not an option, because I wanted the end result so bad. I wanted to be good at this game that I loved, that it pushed me through that initial pain period. Because everyone who started a fitness plan, and even if that means falling off for a few years and gotten back on, when you restart, it sucks. Like, like, your lungs are shot, your muscles are shot, and the delayed onset muscle soreness that you experience in that first 1 to 2 weeks after restarting a strength training program, it's really painful. It's not fun. And having that strong desire to be good at this sport was enough to push me through that pain period, to get into that positive feedback loop, to get into a place where, oh, I'm still, like, I've been lifting for 3-4 months now. I can feel that in my stride. I can feel that I'm faster. And now at this point in my life, I hear clients of mine saying, like, it doesn't hurt when I get into my car. It doesn't hurt when I bend over to pick up my grandchild. Like, once you can get in a place where you are seeing and feeling the benefits of that training, it's just easier to keep going forward with it.
Well, how did you end up in New York?
I was living in a closet type of bedroom situation with one of my best friends, Brett Lundberg, in Chicago. This was after I quit my job. I was blogging about fitness, and there was an internship opportunity posted from John Romanello, who's a New York Times bestselling author, like prolific personal trainer out of Long Island. And he wanted an intern to help him with his book launch. I applied via this Facebook post, and I hit up his assistant on email and kind of contacted him on his contact form on his website, was bombarding him saying, look, I'm the guy for this. And you were supposed to be local, but I rationalized that I was okay with lying because if I got it, I would move there, and so I would be local. And so his assistant said, okay, tomorrow 8 a.m., you know, in the West Village at this Starbucks, see you there. And it's like 1:30 on this random Tuesday, and I'm in my closet room in Chicago. I'm like, okay, like this is it. Let's go. I remember calling my dad, kind of talking it over with him, and I'm doing this. And I booked a one-way ticket, threw my laptop and some clothes in a bag. I put a suit on because I was like, this is an interview. And so I, like coming out of the business world, I was like, I should wear a suit and tie. And so that's what I did. I interviewed. I got this unpaid internship where he quickly like realized that I was really in this all the way and brought me on payroll and brought me on as part of his team. But yeah, that's what got me to New York, was helping him with the book launch, and that became more fitness-oriented tasks, helping him make meal plans for his clients, doing customer support for the book launch and for his products. Yeah, and I've been here for 4 years now.
You know, New York seems like it's that kind of city. Like, I've had the pleasure of visiting it two or three times now. I was actually just there a couple months ago at the time of this recording, and I love it. Like, there's something magical about New York City, and it like sucks you in. And every time I'm there, I'm like exhausted from being there because there's so much going on. It like never stops.
Yep.
And then
yep.
At the same time, I love it so much that I never want to leave.
Yeah. I feel the same way, man. There's a real magic, a real energy, particularly, you know, I'm 29. I moved here when I was 25. I'm in that phase of my life where I really want to be working hard. That energy and that ambition of other people kind of rubs off on you in the culture. And I think allows, or at least allowed me, to work harder than I ever had before in my life.
And that's something I wanted to ask you about, because I think today's day and age, like, I don't know where it comes from, but I don't think we have that like internal drive. Like, I talk to maybe some business owners, or maybe the younger generation. It could be employees, or it could be people just coming up trying to make their way. And you know that, you know, I was kind of like you when I started out. I feel like I had like 16 different things going on. You know, sleep wasn't something that came by easily. Then you wake up, you'll work till you fall asleep. And when I try to explain that to someone like maybe trying to start a business, or maybe trying to find their success or their way, they're like, well, that seems like a whole lot of effort that I'm just not going to do.
Yeah.
So I'm sure like that has something to do with like where you are now, how you found success in your industry, and how you continue pushing forward and helping people change their lives.
Yeah, work ethic is just huge. It's non-negotiable. And I think there might be some of the population that's confused about what it takes to start your own business, grow your own business, whatever the endeavor, the accomplishment is, because so many people these days sell overnight success. They sell get abs in 28 days. They sell sign up for my business coaching. It's $1,000 a month, but in 3 months you'll be able to quit your job. Like, there's so much. There is a shortcut. So buy my program, that I think people want to believe that shortcuts exist. And if you have the option, like, oh, you can do it and it's going to take a month of not that hard work, or it's going to take a lot of work for a long time, like, you want to believe the former, but it's just, Yeah, it's just not the case.
Mike, tell me about micros and macronutrients. What's the difference between them?
So macronutrients are what make up calories, and what are responsible primarily for weight gain, weight loss, and body composition. Proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, and technically alcohol, are the macronutrients. Micronutrients are found in foods in much smaller quantities, and are primarily related to, call it our health. Vitamins and minerals make up micronutrients. And this is, I love that you went here, because this is a topic I've been very excited about in 2017, talking about the year of the micronutrient. And here's why. For people who aren't familiar with IIFYM, there is a movement over the last 7 to 10 years, if it fits your macros, where people started eating candy and ice cream and all sorts of traditionally unhealthy foods, and were losing body weight eating those foods because they were tracking their macros. And if it fits your macros, it's okay. And I actually, I'm a big fan of the movement. I like the movement because I think that tracking macronutrients, or at the very least having an idea where your calories are, is important for losing body weight, losing body fat. But at the same time, just because it fits your macros doesn't mean it always should. And that's why I'm really trying to highlight that eating lots of fruits and vegetables, eating lots of micronutrient-dense foods, in addition to having your calories and macros in a good place, is also very important for how you feel, for your complexion, for like just everything, for your overall health.
So when you say tracking your macros, how would someone go about tracking, you know, we have alcohol, you talked about protein, fats, carbs, these in particular, how would you go about, or how do you know what this IIFYM, how do you track that particularly?
Yeah. So I'm going to start by saying it isn't easy, and it especially is not easy when first trying it. So what I recommend for people who have never attempted to track their macros before is, if you want to, dedicate 30 days to it and understand that it's going to be a pain in the butt, especially in those first few days. And then by day 4, it'll be a little easier. By day 7, it'll be a little easier. By day 12, it'll be even easier. But what you're effectively doing is, anytime you eat food or consume liquid, you are looking up the proteins, carbs, and fats in what you just consumed. So if you are having a bowl of cereal, for example, you can look at the nutrition label and see, okay, in one cup of this, there is 3 grams of protein, 28 carb, 2 fat, and you would effectively track those. You could do it in an app. I have a macro tracking app, which is free, called Mike's Macros, but you may have heard of MyFitnessPal. That's another good one that does much of the same thing. Or you can use paper and pencil. You can jot it down in your notes app in your cell phone. But literally tracking the proteins, carbs, and fats in everything you eat. The reason I suggest tracking for 30 days is because many of you listening are probably thinking, I have to write down proteins, carbs, and fats for everything I eat. Like, how long is this going to last? What you are going to learn about food and about food choices that make sense for the purposes of weight loss or fat loss through the process of just learning to track is going to be so massive. Like, a lot of people just don't understand, oh, this handful of nuts that I like to snack on when I'm at the office because it's in the kitchen, that's actually 4 servings of nuts. And that nuts, while they do have healthy fats, are incredibly dense, meaning a handful can have 600 calories in it without even knowing that this might be what's inhibiting my fat loss. So I recommend that 1 month, track everything you eat, and then reassess at the end of it whether or not this is a sustainable thing for you or not. Because even if it's not, the amount you're going to learn through that process is huge, and is going to positively impact the rest of your life and how you view food.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's fantastic. Like, I should mention that, I mean, most of my listeners know when I do my own types of shows, I don't talk about calories or, you know, counting calories, but in this circumstance, and of course, there's different ways to, everyone needs to find their own path to success. But in this circumstance, I think it's so important to understand what you're putting in your body. Like, this is a fantastic way to look at, like we call them macros. It almost seems like a fancy word for tracking your food.
But, yeah, yeah,
but
it is.
Just understand what you're putting in your body and look, like so many of us just put things in our body. Like, it's not even a food. It's like, what is that? They never seen it. And your body's like, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, yeah.
So 100%. If you have a better idea, like you're talking about tracking here, I think that we'd be much more successful. Even if you get through those 30 days and like, well, I don't want to track again. At least you have an idea of what your day-to-day life is like. And hopefully that if we'll understand like, well, I don't want to put that in my body anymore.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And so what do you think about, I'm an ingredients guy. Like I'm sometimes obsessed. And what do you, like, what would you say, or how do you feel about reading the ingredients as opposed to, you know, calories or different types of micros?
Clearly important. And I think that general guidelines, meaning like if your grandma didn't know what it was or have it in her diet, it probably doesn't make sense for you. Walk around the perimeter of the grocery store rather than going up and down the aisles. I think all of that is really good advice. Fewer ingredients generally being better. Eat whole foods, eat real foods. I'm all for it. For the purposes of specifically like losing body fat, that's where I think that if you have a personality type that is cool with tracking, then paying attention to whether it's your macronutrients or some other energy balance type of figure might make sense. But yeah, man, like there's so much more going in our foods and you're going to see it in the ingredient list. So paying attention to things like, okay, there are artificial sweeteners in this drink that I'm having. Is it a type of artificial sweetener that I should probably avoid? Or is it something that research has shown to be safer? And paying attention to that is huge.
One of the things that I talk about is like sustainable results, but no one wants to hear that. Saying, like, it's not sexy. No one's like, oh, I want to have sustainable results for 40 years. They're like, I want washboard abs tomorrow. I'm going to on a vacation next week.
Yeah, but what they need to understand is the frame that you're coming from. Because usually the people who are talking about sustainable results are really trying to give people the truth and help them. Whereas the, oh, you want washboard abs next week? I can help you. Just sign up for my whatever expensive course and I'll get it for you. Like, where the incentive of the person who's trying to teach you is coming from is massively important.
Yeah. And I wish that was a bit clearer, you know, like it's difficult because we live in this quick fix society with microwaves, drive-throughs, text messages. It's instant. That's what we want. So when you say, like, of course, like we're here sharing quality information that we want to help our listeners. We want to help our clients and customers, fans, whoever that is. And we're talking about how you really make changes in your life. And then you have, you know, have 90% of the industry is talking about how they can help you change your life over in seconds. And then we have people signing up left and right because they're like, oh, that sounds sexy. I want to do that.
I think honesty rises in the long run, meaning make your mistakes. But once you've signed up for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 quick fix, juice cleanse, boot camp, 48-hour ab courses, I think people start to realize like, oh, I tried this and this doesn't work. Let me try something else.
Absolutely. And then when you get them, you give them a chance to understand that they can make sustainable changes, you know, that last, I think that really opens people's eyes. And like I had someone was talking to us the other day in one of our groups, and they said that I haven't lost weight this slowly before, but it hasn't lasted this long before. I just thought that was so eye-opening to me, because I think it's easy, like you and I, Mike, we would know that if you want to lose weight real quick, we can carb deplete you, we can dehydrate you, and you can drop 10 pounds. It's not going to help you, your body in any way.
Yep.
Other than pictures. Yep. We can do that in a short amount of time, but that's not going to last. That's not a sustainable way to make changes. Mike, I wanted to ask you about as we get older, as we age. We talked about bikini bodies. We talked about pictures on social media, but these things, I wouldn't say these things actually matter, but as we get older, like getting up from a chair, for example, getting up off the toilet, playing with our grandchildren, for example, these things matter. As we age and work towards being more active and staying healthy, what do you tell your clients or your listeners and following around doing things that matter to being able to stay active?
Yeah, I mean, it's just hugely important, and it varies from person to person what they can do based on previous injury, based on mobility, based on strength levels. But for a lot of people, losing some body fat is really going to help. It's going to put them in a position where they have less stress on their joints, where they feel better, and that's going to come not through exercise, but primarily through eating more healthy foods and just cleaning up diet and getting in the habit of eating primarily lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, traditionally healthy stuff. The second thing is doing some kind of activity and ideally doing it daily. I think building momentum is huge, and so it doesn't have to be an overwhelmingly difficult task. For a lot of people, I just like a short walk or whatever they can do, even if it's a 10 or a 15-minute walk, just to be moving. And then from there, we can progress and we can add some kind of body weight strength training, floor exercises, doing glute bridge, doing a hip thrust, doing a plank, doing hands elevated push-ups, doing body weight moves that can be done in 20 or 25 minutes, 3 days a week in the comfort of one's own home that are going to allow them to get stronger over time. And as a result, start to feel better, start to move better. And that combination of getting stronger and losing some body fat is just going to pay huge dividends.
Mike, for those of our listeners that are tuning in here and they want to know more about what you do and how they can learn more or maybe follow along with your blog or check out your videos on YouTube, where can they find more information about you?
Yeah, so I put my highest quality videos on Facebook, and my Facebook business page is just my name, Mike Vacanti. Otherwise, I'm active on Instagram, I'm active on YouTube, and I'm active on my blog, which you can find just by Googling my name.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sticking around to the end. Thank you for being a part of our True Form Life community with your downloads, shares, comments, everything that you do to contribute to the show. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. Thanks for sticking around to the end. I absolutely love that interview. Mike has so much valuable information to share. And he's all over the place. You can check him out on. He does a daily YouTube video. You can check him out there. He's on Instagram. And he's got a blog on his website as well. So you can check Mike out. Just check out his name on any search engine and you'll find endless information of valuable content that he's sending out. Such a breath of fresh air to talk to Mike and sit down with someone in the industry that kind of believes in those sustainable changes and real changes that can actually help you improve your health and create those lasting changes. All these past shows are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. So if you ever miss a show, you can go head over there and check out past shows. We have a free app on any Apple device. So if you never want to miss a show, you can download the app. We actually have some free stuff, some pretty cool stuff. If you head over to trueformlife.com/EMB app. And then we just put together a brand new kombucha workshop. Many of you know that this is a small obsession / passion of mine. I love talking about fermented foods and all the health benefits. So if you head over to trueformlife.com/how-to-make-kombucha, we have two bonus videos. Well, not bonus videos, but two free videos for you. You can sit down and you can learn all about the health benefits. I put together a little workshop for you and videos as well. So two videos, I walk you through it. So super cool. Check that out at trueformlife.com/how-to-make-kombucha. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.